The word of God given to us today is Luke chapter 17, verses 22 to page 30. Please turn to page 103 of the New Testament. I will now read today's words, which is from Luke chapter 17, verses 22 to 30. Then he said to his disciples, "The time is coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. People will tell you, 'There he is,' or 'Here he is.' Do not go running off after them. For the Son of Man in his day will be like the lightning, which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Just as he was in the days of Noah, so also will be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the day of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just like this one on the day of the Son of Man is revealed. Amen." I really wanted to see you. We are holding worship face to face for the first time in exactly 3 months, 15 weeks, since we started holding online worship only due to Corona 19. I trust that God, who leads us to higher ways than our ways, to higher thoughts than our thoughts, will make what we are going through to work together for good, to bring about beautiful fruit. For each of us, there are small and large turning points in our lives. For some, it is going on to a school or getting a job that one wanted. For another, it could be a marriage, having a child, or experiencing failure or illness. Yet for another, it could be a death of a family member or a close acquaintance. For all Christians alike, however, the best and the greatest turning point is becoming God's children and meeting the Lord personally to become Christians. That turning point made us open our eyes towards eternity. The greatest turning point in human history is the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord. So the human history is distinguished between B.C., before Christ, and A.D., Anno Domini. Now, Jesus was born and was laid in a manger. That baby Jesus was laid in a manger means or signifies that he is the bread of eternal life for everyone who has lived, who was living, who will be living on this earth. At the time, the birth of Jesus seemed like a tiny event with no consequences or significance that only a few people cared about. But in fact, it was an event of eternal consequences. In human history, there has not been a greater event. During the past 2,000 years, there were events that changed the direction of the history of Christianity. Chapter 15 of the Acts is called the chapter of the Jerusalem Council. It is called that because the chapter contains details about the meeting, which was held about 20 years after the resurrection of Jesus among the apostles and elders in Jerusalem, as to whether the Gentiles must be circumcised and keep the laws of Moses to become children of God. Hebraic Jews, including Pharisees, argued that, of course, the Gentiles had to be circumcised and keep the laws of Moses. Greek Jews, including Paul, argued that salvation comes from the grace of Lord Jesus. After much discussion, James, the brother of Jesus, who was the leader of the discussion, concluded that Gentiles returning to God should not be hindered by being forced to undergo circumcision and being forced to keep Mosaic laws. Instead, they were to refrain from eating unclean foods offered to idols, and they were encouraged not to engage in lustful acts and eat meats of animals killed by strangulation or eating the blood of animals. If the council had then decided that a Gentile had to be circumcised and had to keep Mosaic law in order to return to God, Christianity would have been confined to Jerusalem and Israel, and the command of our Lord to become my witnesses to the ends of the world would not have been fulfilled. And the October 31st is a day of commemoration of the Reformation. Martin Luther, in 1517, probably didn't dream of his 95 thesis that he drafted to spur discussions about whether indulgences could really result in forgiveness of sins and punishment, and will come to serve as the catalyst for the genuine start of Reformation. Now, this small action of Luther renewed Christianity of Middle Ages and gave rise to Protestantism. When we look back on the history of our nation, there too were events that brought about a big change in values of other people. During the time of Goryeo Dynasty, it is said that our people were very outgoing and open. The assets of parents were inherited equally by daughters and sons alike. And this meant that they also shared equal responsibilities for taking care of their parents. A daughter was not considered to be outside of the family because she married and at times lived with her parents, with their husband. And that there were 벽난도, an international port, was at the lower part of the Yesung River in Hwangae-do, tells us how open Goryeo was to other countries. It is said that not only the merchants from Song Dynasty of China or Japan came there, but merchants from Vietnam and Thailand, India, and even merchants from Islam countries frequented the port for trade. The Korea came to be called Korea in English because of how the Islam merchants called Goryeo as Korea. Now, after Goryeo, Joseon Dynasty came to be. Now, just because a name of a country changes, people's values do not change all at once. It is said that the active and open culture of our country persisted for a long time, but changed among Confucius values as a result of Imjinweran and Apyeongja Horan. Therefore, the vestige of Confucius values, cultures, and civilizations that we observe in our country today were mostly from the era that followed those two battles. The Japanese colonialism and the Korean War brought about sudden change in movements among population. There is a traditional saying which says, if a horse is born, send it to Jeju, and if a person is born, send him to Hanyang. But most people then lived in the villages where they were born until they died. But during the Korean War, countless northern Korean refugees came down to live in the south, and people who were living in the south also had to leave their hometowns to avoid being caught up in the battle. And once the industrialization began in 1960s, there were even more movements among the populace. And so our society truly became a mixed society where I live with others. In 1997, when Korea faced sovereign bankruptcy, entered into a memorandum of understanding with IMF to receive financial assistance. Many companies went out of business and people lost jobs. The Korea borrowed $19.5 billion of international financing from IMF and barely managed to avoid sovereign bankruptcy. And by prepaying all of the monies borrowed from IMF in about 4 years in 2001, Korea was able to put behind and became free of IMF's constraints, supervisions. After that, our economy took off in an impressive way, but many things have changed. Temporary job positions were created, and the concept of lifetime workplace disappeared. Now, even the concept of lifetime career is almost disappearing, and it is said that people will come to hold an average of 3 different jobs in their lifetime, on average. Right now, we are living through the age of Corona-19. Professionals and non-professionals alike say that after Corona-19, we will see a world which is completely different from the world that preceded the pandemic. And people are saying that generally the human history is divided between BC and AD, but now it will be divided between before Corona-19 and after COVID-19. As of now, more than 6.88 million people in 214 countries have tested positive for Corona-19, and close to 400,000 people have lost their lives because of the virus. At one time, Korea had the second largest number of COVID-19 outbreaks next to China, but now we are 55th in the world in terms of people who have tested positive for the virus. One of the big gains our country made in fighting COVID-19 pandemic is the clear sense of pride that Korea has joined the rank of developed nations without any doubt. It is true that although our nation has 12th largest GDP in the world in terms of economy, we have thought of our country as being short of many nations in Europe in terms of people's sentiments, culture, and society. But the pandemic demonstrated that our citizens' level of awareness and education were much higher than we gave credit for. Colin Marshall, an American writer who has lived in Korea for a number of years, wrote to a weekly in the United States that Korea is a more developed nation than the United States. He said what left the most impression on him during his stay in Korea was that there were toilet papers left in stock in convenience stores during the pandemic. As our nation went through the respiratory diseases caused by viruses that cause SARS and MERS, people have come to trust that they can get through crises like these without engaged in hoarding. The way of living where each help one another is called 공생 in Korean, or a common life or life lived together. The opposite of this, where everyone disappears or get destroyed together, is 공멸, or a common destruction. What is between 공생 and 공멸 is probably 각자 도생, which means each unto his own. It is said that COVID-19 will engender the nations to adopt nation first, in other words, putting one's country first strategy. Each nation will compete based on each country unto its own. And as a matter of fact, voices that demanded nation-first strategy could be heard loudly from the U.S. and China, Japan, and Russia, and other strong nations, even before a COVID-19 pandemic. In June of 1985, in a small village called Schengen in Luxembourg, France, Germany, Belgium, Netherlands, and Luxembourg, these five countries entered into a Schengen agreement under which each agreed to a free movement of people among their borders. This treaty took effect in 1995, 10 years later, and thereafter additional European nations joined the treaty, so that there are currently 26 countries that are signatories to this agreement. Now, this Schengen Agreement, which provided a basis for the formation of the European nation, which has no borders, is facing termination 25 years after it became effective. This is because Schengen Agreement, which guaranteed free movement of people among member nations, is being viewed as the main culprit of spreading COVID-19 all over Europe. Therefore, as Germany, France, Italy, Spain, and most other nations withdrew from this agreement in March of this year, this agreement ended up losing much of its effectiveness. Now, although the borders are being slowly opened up, if another pandemic occurs and Schengen Agreement is terminated for good, along with euro, which is the currency of the European Union, the continued existence of EU will face additional difficulties. Each unto his own will also become more prevalent among individuals as well as among nations. It is said that in order not to contract COVID-19 virus, one must be careful of three meals in Korean. The first is a place which has a poor ventilation. The second is a place crowded with people. And the three is conversation with other person in close distance. As people come to perceive and to share the view that crowded places are dangerous, home ludens culture is spreading. The home ludens is a newly coined word that comes from homo ludens, which means people who engage in play. And homo ludens means people who know how to play and enjoy themselves mostly without leaving home. These are people who, rather than being stressed out because one is confined to his or her home, tries to enjoy isolation by watching movies, working out, cooking, and engaging in other hobbies in a safe space. And so working from home, video conferencing, online classes, drive-through shops, and similar untech businesses are growing fast. Now, the right kind of life and attitude of faith that we should have during these times is alone and together. The reason each person puts on a mask, goes through self-quarantine, and complies with social and daily life distancing is because this is the best way to protect oneself and others. There must be the very first person who contracted COVID-19 virus. When this person came down with the virus, he or she probably thought that it was just a bad cold or a flu. Do you think that this person would have ever dreamed that the virus that he had or illness that he had would infect close to 7 million people within less than a year and take the lives of 400,000 people? As COVID-19 is still continuing, we don't know what the numbers of infected persons will be or how many more deaths will result from the virus. If that person had not contracted the virus so that this pandemic did not happen, it would be like that person saved the world. And the saying, whoever saves one life saves the world entire, can apply to any person. Therefore, when the pandemic is raging, it is only right, it is a right call to spend meeting for worship and participating in worship through online service. because it's not only good for individuals, but it is the way to seek the good of larger society and common good, to care for one, my life, as well as lives of others, is the way to be most faithful. And COVID-19 has also changed our family in many ways. In a previous month sermon, Pastor Kim Gwang talked about the new term, newly coined term, Corona Blue, which combines the word corona with the word blue, which means feeling down. This phenomenon probably happened because the burden of caring for children and housework increased as people had to stay home. And as people are spending more time together because of working from home, there have been increasing conflicts which lead to divorce. And so a new term, corona divorce, has been coined. In our society, everyone keeps to a very busy schedule from dawn to late night. And even if a couple had been living together for a long time, they may not know each other very well. So an event like Corona-19, which allows couples to spend a lot of time together, is a special grace from God. During these times, if one takes care to engage in aloneness to nurture one's healthy spiritual life, as well as engage in togetherness by sharing household chores and getting to know one's spouse, what that person thinks about and what plans he or she has or what burdens he or she may be carrying, one will end up with a family, which is a happier one, and the families will be an entirely renewed and a different one. And our church community is a togetherness that's made up of individuals and separate families. In order to practice this togetherness better than before, we must continue to make efforts to meet on days and at places designated by God, that we meet for worship through online services is truly a temporary measure. It is difficult for us to move into deep faith life by staying at home and giving online worship only. Now, some may question, didn't the early church meet at homes only? It is true that in the times of early church, people met at home. But this does not mean that only family members participated in the service. Because there were no separate space for worship, people like Aquila and Priscilla offered up their homes as space for worship, and people congregated there. When one visits catacombs, where early Christians hid to avoid persecution, one sees that there are relatively large spaces in catacombs, and the space was used as a classroom for children as well as for worship. On Sundays, people who were living in catacombs got together to offer worship. When our church community practices true togetherness, our church will become with the salt and the light of this world. That we firmly practice alone and togetherness, it becomes a starting point by which we overcome a pandemic like Corona-19 and renewing our faith. And of course, the alone and togetherness can only be completed through our faithful relationship with God. And through us Christians who practice alone and togetherness, the word will become renewed through the church community. Now, today's text testify well as to what kind of end the people who only think about alone and not alone and together in particular without God, and people who live only according to their desires. A group of Pharisees came to Jesus and asked Jesus when the kingdom of God will come. And these people, though, always thought of kingdom of God as a kingdom that can be seen with eyes, a kingdom that belonged to the world. And not only them, but people of the Israel thought in the same way. But Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. This kingdom of God could not be seen with eyes. It is a kingdom that is under the rule of God. Jesus said that the kingdom of God is in the midst of people and in the midst of relationships among people. In other words, when our hearts and our lives are ruled completely by God, our lives will turn into kingdom of God. And when we acknowledge God as God in our relationships, then these relationships will turn into kingdom of God. When the Pharisees went back, Jesus told the disciples that the kingdom of God is not only exist in the present, but then there is a kingdom of God of the future that will come at the time of Son of Man. This future kingdom of God is a kingdom that will be completed when the Jesus comes again. But it is also the kingdom that we will meet when we breathe out our last breath. Jesus, when speaking of the kinds of end that people will meet, explained by using two historical examples. The first is the time of Noah that we had examined before. Now, God told Noah that he will be judging the world and commanded him to make an ark. Now, the ark was about half of a soccer field and was three stories high. And the people just could not understand why Noah and his family would make such a big boat. But they probably had even a harder time understanding the message that the world will be judged by the rain that will be coming down from the sky. Because there had not been any rain, not even once. And so the people did not have even the concept of a rain at that time. People just continued to repeat eating, drinking, getting married. And in their daily routines, there was no room for God. Their eating and drinking was only for themselves. The Bible says that all of the plans that people hid in their minds at that time were always evil. And it was bad enough for God to regret creating human beings. And when they married, they didn't seek God's plan, God's guidance, but they only pursued secular values. And so although marriage is supposed to be holy, the marriage is supposed to have such value, the marriage for them ended up being tools to satisfy their lust and desires. And so God said that he will no longer be with these people. Daily routine of eating and drinking can become activities that make us turn our backs on God, or they could be the most faithful activities that lead us to God. Jesus, also on speaking how the people will meet their end, explained took an example also from time of Lot as well as the time of Noah. Now, verses 28 of 29 of today's text testify as follows. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them. that Jesus said the time of Noah and time of Lot were not different at all, but they were the same. Now God called Abraham and commanded him to go where he directed him. When Abraham obeyed and left, he took his nephew Lot with him. The Bible does not tell us whether Abraham took Lot because he was afraid or Lot followed Abraham voluntarily because he wanted to. But what is clear is that Lot set out with Abraham without God's words. When Abraham came to stay in areas near Bethel, it came to be that he could no longer live together with Lot. Abraham had a lot of livestock, and it was the same for Lot. The shepherds of Abraham and the shepherds of Lot ended up fighting with one another to get access to a better pasture. And so Abraham made this proposal to Lot. We are one blood. Let's not fight. There are plenty of land before us. What is the reason for us to fight? Let us live apart. If you go to left, I will go to right. And if you go to the right, I will go to left. When Abraham arrived at Bethel, he worshiped God first and lived a God-centered life. But Lot did not do that. Now, Genesis chapter 13, verse 10, describes Lot. And when he decided on what choice he was going to make when he heard his uncle's proposal. This is from Genesis chapter 13, verse 10. Lot looked around and saw that the whole plain of Jordan Tower, Zoar, was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Now to Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah looked to him almost like a Garden of Eden, which did not lack anything. It looked like Egypt. Now the Nile Delta, which was formed, which is located at the lower Nile River, was the largest in the world. And as being the most fertile, so it was the best grain field in the world. So in the eyes of Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah looked like the place, like the very fertile grain field where he could pursue wealth. And the only standard when Lot made his choice was his eyes. Now the prophet Ezekiel explains why the Sodom could not but be destroyed. This is from Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 49 to 50. Now this was the sin of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters were arrogant, overfed, and unconcerned. They did not help the poor and needy. They were haughty and did detestable things before me. Therefore I did away with them as you have seen. Now, the passage points out the four sins of Sodom, which led God to judge Sodom. The first is arrogance. The arrogance is placing oneself higher than the place where one belongs. The people of Sodom set themselves in the highest point of their lives where God should be. And to them, they were God. The second is the overabundance of food. This means that the people of Sodom put first priority in eating and drinking. The more they had, they were able to eat better things. And they thought that the more they had, happier they will become. And they had no hands to put out to help the people who were poor or who were vulnerable. They only had hands to hoard things, to hold on to things. The third is this attitude of unconcernedness or And the people thought that this peace and comfort that comes from this attitude of unconcernedness came from the wealth that they had so piled up, and rather than from the fellowship with God. They further thought that all this wealth that they piled up would take care of their lives. Like the wealthy man that comes out in chapter 12 of the book of Luke, who thought that all the stuff that was piled up in his barn would take care of his life. The fourth is the detestable things that the people of Sodom engaged in, and these kind of detestable things basically refers to the sexual immorality and human sacrifice and idol worship. So in the time of Lot, they were busy in eating and drinking and buying and selling and planting and building houses, just like the time of Noah. And they had completely forgot that their end was coming. In that the people only focus on their lives and have turned their back on God, there was no difference among the people who lived during the time of Noah or time of Lot and also time of Jesus. If so, is our time any different? Now people ate and drank and got married at the time of Noah. And people ate and drank and bought and sold and planted and built houses at the time of Lot. When Jesus told about the kingdom of God until his throat hurt, the people continued to eat and drink, buy and sell, to plant, build, and get married. Now, and people who lived during the time of Noah avoided God's words, and they lived a life where only their lust was the most important. And this was the same for people who lived during the times of Lot, and the people who lived during the time of Jesus was no different from the people who lived during the time of Noah and time of Lot. But for us, let us live a life of alone and togetherness as Christians in our daily routines for the sake of ourselves as well as for the sake of other people. Until the time that I prepared today's sermon, the total number of people who have been infected by COVID-19 is about 6.88 million, and the people who died from corona was about 398,000 people. But by the time we finish our worship today, the people who have become infected with the virus will be over 7 million people, and the people who died from the virus will exceed 400,000. But most of all, let us live as God is our strength and live wholly under his rule and respect his words. Then we will be able to live the age of Anno Domini. Let us pray. Father God, as it was at the time of Noah, during the time of Lot, people ate, drank, bought, sold, and built houses, but they were full of sin. They had many things and were not short of things to eat and drink, but they lived a life of each unto his own to satisfy their selfishness and desires. Not only did they not live the life of togetherness with others, even worse, they had no life lived together with you. Their lives were such that from your perspective, they could not avoid judgment by fire. May the lives of people who lived during the time of Lot serve as a lesson for us, a teaching in how not to be. May our eating and drinking and our daily routines be carried out before you and with you. The more the days go by, may the things we have privileges we enjoy do not serve as a source of our strength, but may you be our strength and your words be the guide of our lives. Father God, there seems to be no end to Corona 19, which started in December of 2019. This pandemic does not distinguish east from west, developed countries and developing countries, gender or young or old. When David carried out census to confirm the strength of Israel, which was not permitted by you, 70,000 of Israelites lost their lives because of a pandemic. When that happened, God told the angels, "Enough, now withdraw your hands." We desire. We desire that you now say towards Corona 19, "Enough, now withdraw your hands." And no matter how COVID-19 changes our world, and may we not forget to live a life of alone and together. May there be alone and together in each of our lives and each of our families. And by our church continuing well in the spirit of alone and together, rely on God as their strength and obey His words. And remember to obey your words. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.